Secretary of Health Kim Malsum-Risden says contact tracers prioritize certain cases. Those include K-12 students and teachers, people older than 65, and people in congregate living situations like correctional or long-term care facilities.
The household close contacts of those individuals are handled by the investigator. So those are done right away when the investigation is done. And then for other contacts that would not be in the household, maybe workplace or social contacts, the National Guard contacting those individuals.
National Guard members make up about 150 of the state's 366 contact tracers, with more to be added. In some cases, it can take weeks to reach a potential close contact. The Secretary of Health does not attribute that to a lack of tracers.
We do see some situations where the lab result perhaps does not get to us in a timely way, or where we make multiple efforts to contact a person, we're not able to reach them within a week's time.
The Department of Health sends those individuals a notification letter. Regardless of cause, delays are regular enough that healthcare systems are adjusting their test protocols. Dr. David Basil is vice president of clinical quality with Avera Medical Group. During a press conference on Monday, he says doctors are explaining the situation to patients.
So if you turn positive, you need to start thinking already about who have I been in close contact with, 6 feet, 15 minutes, and consider reaching out to those individuals to let them know that they've been exposed and that they need to isolate.
The CDC now defines a close contact as someone within 6 feet of a confirmed COVID-19 case for a total of 15 minutes or more over the course of a day. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry.